12. The Horrible Request. At 9 o'clock the next morning, his servant came in. Dorian was sleeping peacefully. He looked like a boy who had been tired out with play or study. When he woke up, he gradually remembered the events of the previous night. The dead man was still sitting there. How horrible that was! When he had finished breakfast, he wrote 2 letters. One he put in his pocket, and the other he handed to the servant and said, "Take this to Mr. Alan Campbell." He left the room. Dorian decided that he would not think about what had happened till it became necessary to do so. He began to read a book, but after a time the book fell from his hand. He grew nervous and terror came over him. What if Alan Campbell should be out of England? Or he might refuse to come. What could he do then? They had been great friends once, but their closeness suddenly had come to an end. When they met in society now, Alan Campbell didn't smile at Dorian Gray. He was an extremely clever young man. He was interested in science, but not in the visible arts. However, he was a great musician, and it was music that had first brought him and Dorian Gray together.